This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Happy Valentine's Day. It is February 14th, and on this date 100 years ago, the UPS, or United Parcel Service, was officially formed. 12 years after James E. Casey founded it as the American Messenger Company in Seattle, right from the start, UPS established its dominance by setting the gold standard for delivery service. And yes, in case you were wondering, because it saves on a lot of gas and it is considered much safer, UPS drivers almost never make left-hand turns. And on this date in 1920, approximately 6 months before the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution granted women the right to cast their first ballots, Carrie Chapman Catt founded the League of Women Voters. What started as a, quote, mighty political experiment intended to help the likes of 20 million women to carry out their responsibilities caught on rather quickly, spreading throughout the nation. By 1924, there were leagues organized in 346 of the 433 congressional districts as the movement, if you want to call it that, continued to pick up steam. In 1973, the charter was even modified to include men. Today, the League of Women Voters is officially nonpartisan. It neither supports nor opposes candidates or parties, but it does support a variety of issues, including universal health care, abortion rights, climate change, and gun control. That's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.